KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy skies, 69 degrees. We look forward to a partly cloudy, warm, and humid today with a chance for isolated showers during the afternoon and evening and a high around 85. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Montgomery County Sheriff's Auditor's Office yesterday afternoon released a list of candidates who have filed for the November 5th city elections. It should be noted that the mayor's term is 2 years, except in Stanton and Coburg, where the term is 4 years, and council members serve four-year terms, except in Grant, where the term is for 2 years. The candidates in Red Oak include for mayor, Karen Blue and Bill Billings, Councilmember Ward 1, Scott Keith, Councilmember Ward 3 in Red Oak, Peter Wemhoff, Councilmember at Large, Janice Lester, and Councilmember at Large to fill a vacancy, Terry Coppa and Brian Lee Bills. Elliott City offices and candidates have filed include for mayor, none, of Councilmember Jessica Rasmussen, Travis Johnson, and Leader Rush. There are two openings. Councilmember to fill a vacancy, none have filed. In Stanton, city offices include mayor, and the nominations include Kirk Requist and Jeff Magnuson. For council member, there's a two seats open, and Pierre Schneck Osweiler and James Kavner have submitted their nomination papers. In Villisca, Marilyn Hulda has submitted a paper for mayor of nomination, and council member Robert Narup and Martha Shepherd have submitted their nomination papers. In Coburg, there's three seats open, and no persons have filed. In Grant, Lynn Slager has filed for mayor. And for the city council, there are five openings, and the candidates include Zelda Schwartz, Jeff Brown, Steve Williams, Nancy Taylor, and Emerson Hill. Montgomery County Auditor Stephanie Burke yesterday said polling place changes will be in effect for the combined regular city and school elections, effective the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November of odd-numbered years. Burke says the first ever combined city-school election has caused us to review our polling locations for this election. The new law establishing this combined election requires the election polling places to be used. The general election polling place, she said, is where you would normally go to vote for governor and presidential races, and this law will affect some voters. Burke said the Montgomery County Auditor's Office will be mailing out a postcard as a notice to households that have registered voters living there that will have a change of polling location, so you should watch for that notice in the mail in the near future. Because the city and school election are combined this year, Burke says some school voters may not be voting at their traditional school election polling location. Requesting an absentee ballot and voting early may be a good option for some voters, she said. Voters wishing to receive a ballot by mail for the election will need to complete an absentee ballot request form and return it to the Montgomery County Auditor's Office by Friday, October 25th. You can also vote in person at the auditor's office beginning October 7th and up to the day before the election to be held on November 5th. If you have moved, you need to fill out a new voter registration form and remember to bring your driver's license or required ID to the polls on election day. If you don't have one of the approved IDs for the election day, you can contact the auditor's office for a free Iowa voter identification card. And if you have any questions, contact the Montgomery County Auditor's Office at 712-623-5127. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday one person had been injured during an off-road motorcycle accident that occurred Wednesday between Oakland and Hancock. Authorities say 21-year-old Ethan Rankin of Carson was riding a dirt bike on private property in the 4300 block of Juniper Road a little after 5:30 p.m. when the accident took place. Rankin was transported to the UNMC in Omaha by LifeNet. A report on his condition was not available. Two men wanted on separate warrants turned themselves into the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office Wednesday. Authorities said yesterday 32-year-old John Philip Fry of Council Bluffs was wanted for violation of probation, and 22-year-old Alexander Page McGinnis, also of Council Bluffs, was wanted for harassment in the second degree, third offense. After their warrants were confirmed, both men were transported to the Pott County Jail and turned over to corrections staff. Sheriff's deputies in Page County Wednesday arrested 62-year-old Jerry Lee Mutchler of Shenandoah. He was taken into custody on a warrant for OWI first offense. Mutchler was arrested at the Page County Sheriff's Office, where he was being held on a $1,000 bond pending further court proceedings. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said also 39-year-old Philip J. McClish of Clarinda was arrested Monday on a Page County warrant for failure to appear for a pretrial conference. The warrant stems from an original charge of theft in the second degree, which McClish had bonded on. McClish was arrested at the Page County Courthouse and was unable to post a $10,000 bond. He was being held in the Page County Jail pending further court proceedings. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 43-year-old Molly Beth Carr Gross of Silver City was arrested Wednesday evening following a traffic stop. Carr Gross was charged with OWI first offense and two counts of child endangerment. Her bond was set at $5,000. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, Sioux City will be represented by a six-member honor guard that will travel to Seattle, Washington, October 5th to participate in the funeral for United Flight 232 pilot Captain Al Haynes. Brad Echter of the Sioux City Police Department helped to organize the honor guard.
Captain Haynes was, you know, such a huge impression from the event from 89 that I thought, you know, it was only fitting that we go out and do something for him. For all the good words he said about the police department and the fire department and emergency services, to include Gary Brown with our local Woodbury County Emergency Services.
Haynes, you may recall, was the pilot of United Flight 232 flying on its way from Denver to Chicago in 1989 when the DC-10 sustained catastrophic hydraulic failure and almost made it to a landing before crashing in Sioux City. While more than 100 passengers perished in the flight, more than 180 survived. Ector says Haynes' children told him they would love to have the Sioux City Honor Guard at their father's service.
It was a great coordination on all of our parts, and the family was happy to have us on board, so we're, you know, obviously happy to go out there and do this for them, for the city of Sioux City and the police department and the fire department and the county.
United Airlines offered to fly the honor guard to the service at the airline's expense. Hector says two police officers, two firefighters, and two Woodbury County deputies will make up that honor guard. Well, bankers in rural parts of 10 plains in western states expect slow growth in the months ahead, but the ongoing trade war between the U.S. and China is weighing in on the economy. The Rural Main Street Survey's overall index climbed into positive territory at 50.1 in September from August's 46.5. A score above 50 suggests a growing economy, while a score below that would obviously indicate a shrinking economy. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, says bankers are less confident because of the ongoing trade disputes and the lack of approval for a new North American trade agreement. The confidence index remained at 42.9 in September, up slightly from August's 42. Bankers from several states participated in that survey. Iowa Senate's Oversight Committee will hold a hearing to examine the state judicial branch contract with a security firm that led two employees to break into two county courthouses. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Two employees of an international cybersecurity firm were caught breaking into the Polk County Courthouse in Des Moines, and the two were arrested inside the Dallas County Courthouse in Adel. The company issued a statement Wednesday. It said the scope of the contract for testing security of Iowa's electronic court system wasn't clear to them or officials in the court system who hired them. Senator Amy Sinclair, a Republican from Allerton, is chair of the Senate's Oversight Committee. She says the panel has a number of questions, including how staged burglaries improve court services. I'm O.K. Henderson.
A date for the oversight panel's hearing has not yet been set. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.